From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Fewer foreclosure notices went out last month and last year, but Danielle Carson reports that analysts say the numbers can't be taken at face value.
Foreclosure filings were down by 17% compared to a year ago, but appearances can be deceiving. Many lenders suspended processing thousands of foreclosures because of sloppy paperwork. So, even though bank repossessions fell in some states, RealtyTrack's Rick Sharga says that doesn't mean conditions in the housing market have improved.
Florida had a huge, huge decrease in foreclosure activities, and yet we know there are hundreds of thousands of loans in the court systems awaiting foreclosure.
In other words, it's going to be a bumpy year for the housing market. As more troubled mortgages work their way through the pipeline, analysts expect as many as 5 million delinquent loans are waiting to be processed. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Egyptian leaders are pushing back at U.S. pressure for quicker political change in response to the opposition uprising in their country. Foreign Minister Ahmed Abul Gay tells PBS's NewsHour he was irritated by the mixed messages from Washington in the early days of the protests.
The first 4 or 5 days, it was a confusing message. And I was often angry and infuriated.
Gate also accuses the U.S. of trying to impose American will on his country by demanding an end to emergency rule in Egypt. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says, to the contrary, the U.S. goal is a political transition, resulting in a freely and fairly elected Egyptian government. A suicide bomber has killed at least 20 soldiers and wounded dozens more at an army training camp in northwest Pakistan. A police official says the attacker approached the facility in Mardan during morning exercises. He says the bomber was dressed in a school uniform. Rehabilitation specialists say Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is talking more as she continues to heal from the injury suffered in the Tucson shooting rampage. Buzz Conover of member station KUAZ in Tucson says investigators have wrapped up their probe of the attacks.
Investigators with the FBI and the Pima County Sheriff's Office interviewed dozens of witnesses to the January 8th shooting, as well as the parents and friends of accused gunman Jared Loughner. Pima County Sheriff spokesman Jason Ogden says the information local investigators gathered was turned over to the FBI.
It was a joint investigation, and they are the ones who were prosecuting first, so the information was handed over to them.
Shooting suspect Loughner pleaded not guilty to federal charges of trying to kill Congresswoman Giffords and two of her aides. Indictments for the death of federal judge John Roll and Giffords' aide Gabe Zimmerman are expected to be filed soon. For NPR News, I'm Buzz Conover in Tucson, Arizona.
From Washington, this is NPR News. The National Guard has helped rescue stranded motorists in parts of Oklahoma and Arkansas as the region gets its second major storm in just over a week. The forecast calls for as much as 2 feet of snow in some areas before it's over and below freezing temperatures. Many roads in Tulsa were already impassable from the last storm. Surgeons are reporting success in prenatal treatment of a serious birth defect. NPR's Richard Knox says the procedure has been shown to reduce the worst effects of spina bifida.
Spina bifida can cause paralysis and brain damage. In its worst form, the naked spinal cord protrudes through a hole in the spine. But now researchers have shown they can prevent much disability by repairing the defect before birth. The study involved 183 pregnancies. Children who had the fetal surgery still had problems, but they were twice as likely to walk by themselves and much less likely to have abnormal fluid in the brain, which can cause devastating brain damage. Dr. Diana Farmer, a study author, says fetal surgery has been controversial.
In the beginning, people were very much against fetal surgery and thought it was quite, you know, a heretical thing to do and quite risky for women. And I think the tide is starting to turn.
The study is published online by the New England Journal of Medicine. Richard Knox, NPR News.
North Korea has abandoned military-level talks with South Korea. The discussions held this week were meant to set the tone for senior-level meetings on easing tensions on the Korean Peninsula. The discussions were the first since the North shelled a southern island last fall, killing 4 people. Tensions on the peninsula escalated last spring when a South Korean warship was torpedoed and 46 sailors died. This is NPR News in Washington.